Random House Audio presents Comstock Lode by Louis L'Amour. Read for you by Eric Singer. Part 1. Chapter 1. It began with a dream that ended in horror. It began in a thatched cottage with wind around it and rain beating on the shutters, with a flagstone floor and the smell of fish frying, and his mother putting blue plates on the table and his father sitting by the fire. It began in Cornwall, in England, in 1849. It began with listening to the storm blowing in from the sea and the fire hissing from occasional drops that fell down the chimney. It began with Val Trevelyan's father saying, "Mary, we are going to America." His mother stopped, holding a blue plate in her two hands, staring at his father. "We are going to California, to the gold fields. There will be no more mines for our son, and this day I have decided." Tom Trevelyan leaned over and knocked his pipe empty of ash on the edge of the hearth. "Tomorrow we will go to Gunwallow."
"But aren't there mines in the gold fields?"
"It is placer mining like we tinners used to do before the deep mines began. A man need not go underground there, nor a lad either. Look at him. He has been a year in the mines now and the colour is gone from him. He was a fine lad with a fine brown colour to him when he worked with the fishing. I'll not have it, Mary. He shall not live hidden from the sun as I have."
"But how can we, Tom?"
"I've put by a little. Not enough, but something. And we shall go to Gunwallow by the sea for a few days."
"To Gunwallow? Oh!"